Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, I Said It and I Meant It. Think of the last time you exercised and said to yourself, I can do it, or I can do 3 more reps, or I can go another 10 minutes with grit and determination. Did your words make you push harder? Did you give your very best effort to achieve your desired outcome? Now, think of an occasion when you said things like, I'm tired today, or I don't think I can do anymore, or I can't go any longer. What happened? Did the little voice in the back of your mind sound defeated? Were you able to push yourself, or did you give up? The common denominator in both circumstances is your inner voice. Yet the results are dramatically different depending upon the nature of your conversation. Your statements can either give you energy to push harder, or they can suck the life out of you and cause you to quit. In my post titled, The Power of Self-Talk, I described how the conversations that we have with ourselves influence every part of our lives. If our internal dialogue is positive and focuses on our talents, skills, and abilities, we are encouraged, optimistic, and more likely to achieve our goals. On the other hand, if our thoughts focus on our faults, mistakes, weaknesses, insecurities, or fears, it will be virtually impossible to feel confident and advance our lives forward. All of this illustrates that what we say to ourselves impacts our emotions, attitude, and outlook. Since this internal dialogue is so important, how can we use it to help us achieve our personal best? The answer is simple. Be intentional about saying the things to yourself that will help you achieve your desired outcome. Throughout my career, I have constantly focused on using what I call guiding statements. These are statements designed to help me direct my thinking. Here are some examples of the types of guiding statements I say to myself. If I'm working on an important project that must be completed today, I will say, I will get this done today, over and over again throughout the day. If I'm listening to someone and feel I have something important to contribute, I will say, listen and don't interrupt. If I'm getting frustrated or defensive, I will repeat in my mind, speak in love. If I'm thinking about something that is depressing me, I will say, I am not going to think about this failure or mistake or blunder any longer. I have learned all I can learn, and I am moving on. Then I use my self-control to change my thinking. If I want to think positive or optimistic thoughts, I will use positive affirmations such as, I can do it. I'll be successful at this. I will give a killer presentation. I will earn that promotion. I will walk across the stage and get that award. I am getting better every day. There are literally thousands of positive statements individually designed that can help you focus your thoughts in a positive direction. The extensive research on this subject proves, without a shadow of doubt, that the way that we say things to ourselves and what we say influence our beliefs, attitudes, and actions, and ultimately the level of success, happiness, and fulfillment we enjoy. Positive thoughts spoken out loud to ourselves become positive statements and, if taken one step further, become guides for our thinking on a daily basis. Yesterday, I played tennis with my brother Barry. In the third set, I was so delirious from physical exhaustion that I struggled to keep track of the score. I even lost track of who was serving. I knew if I wanted to win, I would need to step up my game, concentrate, and give 100% of myself. So after every point, I kept saying to myself, focus, 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 until I was completely focused on what I wanted to do. And this included even where I wanted to stand on the court, what my strategy would be with that specific point. Repetition of a simple positive statement and the resulting focus allowed me to give that extra effort, which allowed me to go on and win that set. And I believe that my success in winning that was because of me saying focus, focus, focus after every point. Repetition, I've learned, is the key to effective guiding statements. The more you repeat these statements in your mind with vigor and passion, the more you'll believe in them. It's also positive to use these types of statements to effectively reprogram your thinking. Repetition over a long period of time can replace negative self-defeating thoughts, reservations, and fears with positive, encouraging, and inspirational thoughts. You can become the next Rocky. I mean, I believe that with this type of thinking, with this type of repetition of the positive statements that I'm describing here, you can accomplish anything that's important to you. If you want to reprogram some negative thinking, write out your positive affirmations and read them throughout the day. Recently, I saw John Maxwell at a leadership event carrying a laminated card with his personal goals and positive statements. This card accompanies him everywhere he goes as a constant reminder of his desired outcomes. I realize this is a tough subject to cover in a short blog post, but don't underestimate the value of this lesson. Using this strategy over the years has allowed me to control my thinking by programming the thoughts that go through my head. My ability to control my thinking has given me total confidence that I can do anything I put my mind to. If that negative voice in the back of my mind opens its mouth, I shut it down and change my thoughts with guiding statements. Using positive affirmations and guiding statements opens your mind to see solutions and opportunities that would normally be overlooked. As a natural consequence, you will feel better about yourself, and most importantly, you'll be able to guide your thoughts to help you achieve your goals. Let me challenge you to start using these types of statements today. Don't just utter the words, say it like you mean it. These statements are mini goals that pack a powerful punch. And remember, you have the ability to control your thinking. And by controlling it, you control your future.